stinks!
Hello, everyone. My name is Anakin Meeker, and welcome to the Madhouse. Today, I am exposing the truth. I have to tell you guys something that I have been holding back on for oh so long. For too long. The people of the United States, for 60 years now? Something crazy? 60 years or so? We have been clamoring for the truth. The clamoring for the truth of what happened to Sir Jack Kennedy and all the rest. And I'm here to tell you that I figured it out. I figured it out. And this is going to set everything on fire. And this is why I didn't want to tell him. But seeing as Trump and Bobby are going to get in office here shortly, as long as nothing nefarious happens, and nothing nefarious ever happens in the United States, especially with the government, I couldn't help but say what I know, because I've been doing this digging, I've been going in, and I figured it out. What happened was I've been doing, I guess you could call it journalism. You know, flying to and from D.C. and various other places of importance, military bases and whatnot, going overseas to talk to world leaders and find out what they might have heard, seeing as they also actively, you know, constantly have to talk with the intel agencies and all of that. And this is, well, I'm not going to beat around the bush any longer. I'm scared to say it because I know they're going to come after me. I know as soon as I post this, it's going to, my windows or something, there's going to be something thrown through my window that impairs my vision and makes me unable to hear and think and all of this stuff. And maybe I'll be taken away to a facility and maybe this video will be taken down, but it's fine because the world has to know that Santa Claus killed Kennedy. There, I said it, okay? Santa Claus killed Kennedy. And it comes with a very heavy heart that I say this. Because I know how much he means to everybody, Santa. Since he first was on that Coke bottle. And since Saint Nick was invented, he has been an icon of hope for the people and children everywhere to do right so that they may be rewarded at the end of their year. Just like Jesus taught us on his beautiful day of Christmas. But Santa Claus was used by the U.S. government to kill JFK. There, I said it. I said it. I said it. It was part of Operation Frost. Hence the name Jack. And that's where all of that comes from. And they've been taunting us. They've been taunting us. They're singing these songs about, we ask and clamor and beg for them to release the truth about JFK, and we're sitting here. And the whole time they're coming up with songs like Must Be Santa, having our kids sing it in the fucking pavilion in front of all of us. And the answer was right in front of us this whole time. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Santa Claus. They've been telling us. They've been telling us. They've been trying to blink in Morse code. That. Okay. I'm getting ahead of myself. I have to just lay this all out there for you. I have to just lay all of this out here. And it's nothing but the truth. All of this is 100% real. The people in office, they told me this. They told me this at risk to their own life and safety and family safety and everything that they know how it goes. They know that you get slandered in the media if you come out and say these things and whistleblow. But so for their sake, I'm not going to say who they are. But know this. That not everybody in office is bad. They're just barred from telling us the truth. And the truth is that Santa Claus, or at least the powers that he has, was used to assassinate the president. Lee Harvey did not act alone. I don't know if anybody ever bought that. The magic bullet and everything. I'll tell you why it was magic. Because it was full of Christmas cheer and spirit. Because Santa Claus killed Kennedy. And it's the perfect crime. But where do we begin? Since ancient times, there have been rumors of what lies in the ice to the north and to the south. Now, the group of people that took it way too far was, well, they took a lot of things too far, but this one was inexcusable. All the other things were fine. No, I don't, I'm not even going to say that, but I take that back. I would like to retrace my steps, but the Nazis, I know, everybody calm down. There was this whole thing that Hitler had in his drugged out state where he wanted to go and try and find, he wanted to try and find aliens hiding in Antarctica. And he was close. He almost got it. But you know, you can't blame the guy. He had a lot going on. He had a lot going on upstairs. You know, these artists, these silly artists, they sometimes they'll just get imbued by the creative spirit and do things that are not so great. And that was Hitler, you know? But, you know, he had this infatuation with going to Antarctica and finding a little thing called the Vril in Agartha, which the Vril are just basically aliens, but more evil and sinister and all of that. You can do your own deep dive on that. Just trust me that, just think like they've been controlling and doing everything behind the scenes, and that's kind of where the whole Aryan race came from and all of that. And so this is, you know, the Nazis had to go, they had to go south, and they had to find Antarctica. Or at least that's what they thought. That's what they were told. And so they get there, and they find all these underworld bases, create a bunch of underworld bases themselves, and they start exploring and spelunking and finding all kinds of nourishing minerals and passageways and all of this wonderful stuff as they go through Antarctica, or what lies below it. Sub-Antarctica, if you will. What's south of the South Pole? What's beneath the ice? And there's some speculation that that's where Mr. Adolf himself ran away to, along with all the other superiors who were not willing to bite the cyanide pill. But they get there, and instead of finding the supreme power that they wanted, they find another riddle. And that riddle said, he who travels south to north and find what lies below in the hole that is left from when hell froze over will be granted unstoppable power. That's quite the riddle. It's like, what the fuck does that mean? But I know. And that means that Santa Claus is under the ice and the water of the North Pole. That's where he's been the whole time. And we've been, whatever, I'm getting ahead of myself. And so what they did, it was a stone wall, and then, you know, the two-front war was a little bit too much, and they were kind of really banking on finding Santa's technology down there and all of that. So he, you know, he does this thing. Hitler does this thing, and he dies and all of that, and we win. Hooray. A couple bombs get dropped. Nothing too crazy. It was just a pretty, this whole time period, nothing really happened. It was pretty standard, pretty cut and dry war. Nothing to see here. Move along, folks. You can go do the research. It was about, if I remember right, I think, I don't remember, but I think it was like, I don't know, like 1940. This Hitler guy, he was, I don't know. I don't know much about him, but, you know, stuff happens. Sometimes people get ideas and, you know, you just got to put the kibosh on it. And there's nothing really to learn from that entire period. There's nothing really to take away from it. Just besides, it was just, it's kind of like the War of 1812 with America, where you're just like, yeah, I mean, that happened and nothing really major, like the British or whatever, and we got freedom or something and defended it again. What else is new? And it's what we do, man, and that's kind of how it was. Same as like all those other Roman wars or other, it was just a standard war for history. There was nothing too wild. Okay, I'm done. Oops. Damn, I just spilled shit all over my couch. But that's fine, because we have bigger fish to fry, like finding Agartha. And Agartha, for those don't know, is it's a lavish sub world of Earth. It's like it's pretty much hollow Earth. The Earth is hollow, and I mean, that's where Santa's at. Santa is one of the beasts of Agartha. I mean, it's a lot to take in, so I'm trying to go slow for everybody. But just know that all you need to know is the Nazis were very technologically advanced, clearly, and but that's really pretty much all that happened during that war, and there's nothing to take away, nothing to see here, folks. And they you know, they go down there, they find their way, they have these escape plans and everything that they set up, and it happened, and they go down there, and they find the riddle. They get a little bit of headway, but it's kind of like, what the fuck is this? And then the war ends, and that entire project is just kind of washed away to the sands of time. Or at least that's what they want you to believe. And what happens next is a little thing called Operation Paperclip, where we start having the space race, and we bring in, we go ahead and bring in a little bit later, all the Nazi scientists. They come on over, not all of them, but it was pretty much one of those things that where it's like, you guys are very capable. We want to know what you found down south in Antarctica. And what's going on? What do you know? Give us everything. And if you help us, then because you're so capable and because we need to beat Russia and fake this moon landing, we're going to go ahead and kind of look the other way, just like you good Germans did during that war, that nothing really happened and you don't have to really worry about it. Nothing to see here, folks. It's just about the 40s or so. It's nothing too crazy. Nothing too crazy. And then they go up. No, they figure out that the riddle happened. And we get our best and brightest minds, both good and bad. All these ex-Nazi scientists and everything. We start looking into it. It's like this legend of the Vril and these flying space creatures, these divine entities, and all of this, and someone finally puts together the connection. The legend goes that they were all sitting around sharing a Coke and a smile, and one of them looked at the holiday branding that I believe was about 1950s or so. And they look down and they're like, Jesus Christ, must be Santa. And he looked up. Everybody's kind of look at him. And it's like, dude, what the hell are you doing? Are you okay? Are you okay? Did you get into that LSD that we've been using to brainwash folks? Or what's going on with you? And he's like, I'm sorry, I just had a vision. They're like, what do you mean a vision? And he looks at him. Because it's a table of all these guys that are, you know, some of them are clean cut, incredibly intelligent men, and then others are clean-cut, incredibly intelligent men with dueling scars on their face, and they're all kind of looking at him. One half is a little bit more intimidating than the other, and the other half is German, because fuck yeah, America. And they're looking at him, and he's just like, I don't know, We have to go to the North Pole, of course! And so they hop on this train, and it goes on this whole fun excursion. This entire excursion of the trains and going over, I don't know, into going through suburban neighborhoods and picking up kids. And that's for the politicians. That's for later. That's a whole different thing. And they're picking up these kids and telling them they're going to see Santa, when in reality, they were going to look for Santa. And there's this whole thing where, you know, he gets on the train. The conductor, who sounds a lot like Tom Hanks, is going, he keeps checking his watch and he keeps bitching about a schedule, and they're going on this train that seems to defy all reality and existence, and they're like, what is happening right now? We could use this power. Imagine the transit and how efficient and how our economy will boom and all of this insane shit. And why, to the North Pole, of course. And we got to go find Rudolph and all of these elves, and maybe we'll have a big sack of presents that we can slide down at the end of the movie. And then we realize that Christmas was in our heart the entire time because we shook a bell that doesn't work. But if you have imagination and you believe, you can, you know, get, you can have Santa Claus fuck you in the ass or something. I don't know. But the point is, they took this train that crossed a lake because Christmas, and they're going up, and there's all these dudes that are giving them hot chocolate and singing and doing flips and shit, and the black girl that sits next to you is a little uncanny and makes you a little uncomfortable, but you can't say anything because she'll make it about race, and that's just the way shit is. But I guess it's fine. It's like the 50s and 60s, so never mind. But you still don't want to be rude because you're one of the people that are, they have a good heart and all of that. But we're getting off the beaten path here, because the Nazis and the American scientists, the American scientists follow the Nazis, who are hot on the trail like they're bloodhounds. And they go to the north. They finally make that connection and go to the north. And what they find is what we're finding now, finally. And this is why everything is popping off. This is why things are a little bit weird. This is why, as the JFK files are about to be declassified, and this is why I just can't hold my tongue, and this is why I have to whistleblow, because we're facing insane danger. Or maybe not. I don't know. You just better hope that you're on the nice list. But they go up to the North Pole, and they find nothing. It's a bunch of polar bears. They make it through the permafrost into the frozen tundra. And it's pretty insane. There's water. There's ice on top of the water. It's like a massive bowl filled. It's like an ice bath. It's like a massive ice bath that you made. Or giant tub full of water, and then you dumped bags and bags of ice on it, and then you shook the pool, and the waves under the ice make the ice go in those waves. And it's quite the thing, and the ice is so thick that even a bear can stand on it. It's truly remarkable. But it gets a little rocky, and you have to find stable footing. And so that's the conditions, and they find the research lab, one of the many on the outskirts, where they could stay there for some months in the Arctic. And they're going through, and they're trying to figure out, and they're picking up, they're trying to find signs of life, and we're talking For years, this is an operation. I don't recall how many years. I want to say like 7, but, you know, maybe 10, maybe a decade. No, it was probably about 5 to 7. 10 is way too long, but 5 to 7, I would say. You know, they're getting in there. They're getting in there and they're doing it. And they're trying to find this thing. And No, actually 10 years would track because that's right on pace for the assassination. So what they do is they're in there and they're tracking the ice, they're finding footprints, there's nothing at all, and they're looking around and they don't know what the hell they're gonna do. And they can't find anything, and then all of a sudden they look to the sky, staring at the northern lights. Quite beautiful. And the legend goes that if you stare at the northern lights for more than 10 seconds, they will come down and grab you and pull them up above them and take you away forever. And that's exactly what one of the scientists did. One of the stupid fucking Americans. Because we're hard-headed and we don't believe anybody but ourselves. Which, rightfully so, we're clearly the smartest, and we're the best, and we're the brightest, and we're the biggest, and we're the most awesomest, and we're the coolest, and all of that fun stuff. So don't tell us what to do, because you don't want to step on our freedom, or else we'll get taken away up by the spacemen. The Vril. The real Vril. Which use the northern lights as almost like a bug zapper, where you see the moth flying in, he's going towards the light, and then gzz! And it's that's what happened to him, and that was the thing that clicked. It clicked because they saw the abduction. They saw the red nose of Rudolph the Vril come down, and he had a deer head, and he grabbed with his half human, half hoof hand, I guess, however that works. I'll let the furries figure that one out. But he was one of those giants that you hear legends of. He was the size of 3 men. He was 3 men tall, Rudolph was. And his nose, it glowed. It glowed red. But not like a light, more like the northern lights. Wispy. It was the source of his power. And this deer man, he reaches down. This deer giant, this humanoid deer giant, reaches down and grabs the man's head and picks it up like a delicatessen and consumes him, drops him into his mouth. And that's how they figured it out, because the man was out there alone. He was thinking about how much he missed his wife and kids when he was taken by the monster of the north. The lead reindeer that was once bullied and grew up. Poor Rudolph. But Rudolph is kind of a monster. He's a beast, so I don't feel too horribly for him. He's an animal. Half animal. Mostly animal. Maybe? I don't know what the... He's Vril, okay? What do you want me to say? I don't know how to describe it. I'm just telling you what I know. I'm telling you the truth. This is all very real. Don't argue with me. I'm right. I'm always right. Why? Because I have the mic. It's my turn to speak. And they... I mean, that's how they started to figure it out. And that's where the legend of the reindeer come from. All the reindeer surround the area. from within the water. Because Agartha is below the water. The portal to it is in the North Pole. We've always known this, and we've refused to accept it. And these giant beasts, similar to the dinosaurs in size and magnitude, and just awesomeness. Not awesome, well, it is pretty fucking awesome, but more like full of awesome. It fills you with awe when you see these, the size of these behemoths. And they emerge from the waters. These otherworldly, yet from our world, beings. Rudolph the leader. The other reindeer. And they form the council of the claws. And that's how they figured it out. Because once the man looked up, the jig was up. It was on camera. The security cam footage of the whole thing, and the body cam that was eventually rediscovered. You can't, because they're of divinity, the camera isn't quite able to pick it up. Even our minds can't really comprehend the magnitude of these things, including Santa Claus. But we'll get there. And so this reindeer, this Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, takes the man and consumes him, taking his life force. And like a school of piranhas or sharks or other predatory fish, sea creatures, so too did the titans that made up, I mean, all the reindeer of Santa's sleigh, at least in our myths, emerged from the water because they smelled the blood in it, and it was time to hunt. And so what happened is every person that was sent on that mission was taken out, was killed, but not before they sent back word to the U.S., the super secret agency that we still don't know exists. And when these files get released, you'll see that the Yuletide folk, the Yuletide society, is real, and that I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. But we found out that these myths and these beasts and these legends of the North Pole and a magical person that exists there, one that is not like us and supremely more powerful, capable of always watching, always knowing, borderline a god, Santa Claus, Saint Nicholas, however you want to refer to him, might exist. His reindeer did. As far as we think, as far as we're told. And so they go there. And, I mean, they go down into the depths. They go under the water. They begin scouring. And they find, finally, something that eerily resembles a lost city underwater. There's some speculation that it's Atlantis, but we don't know because it's under the water and, you know, we're not allowed to know because those that know this truth that I'm telling you now are killed or taken out or something else, probably worse than death. But that's fine. I'm not afraid. I am not afraid. let them come. The people need to know the truth. It's getting too dangerous these days, and we have to know the truth that Santa killed JFK. And so Santa was found below the waters. Below the waters, and what they found was what can only be described as alien technology. It's still mind-bending, still trying to decipher it. You know, you get the Bob Lazars and folks like that that come out, and, you know, the thing that happened on the West Coast in, like, the 2000s? All these legends and lores of aliens, of these weirdly, they move in a way that is otherworldly, so fast and turning on dimes and no propulsion, like there's no flame or anything that shoots out of the back, no exhaust. It just moves and it stops and then it moves and it stops and then all of a sudden it goes into the water, like the Tic Tac and things like that. The reason they emerge from the water is because they're coming from the North Pole. I told you this. Everybody try and follow me, because this is very real and it's very important. And they're able to move so fast because they're of the Claus, the Santa Claus. They're vril. They're all the same thing. It must be Santa, Santa Claus. They've been telling us this the whole time. I'm telling you. But nobody will believe me. I know it. But I have to try. And they're going, pretty much they find the man. They find the man. They find Santa. They find fucking Santa at the North Pole, below it, in the depths. They go underwater and they find this magnificent glowing city underwater. Atlantis, the thing of legends. And it moves. The entire city can move, almost like a submersible. The city itself, with that same, almost like anti-gravity propulsion. All of that. And they go in. They find Santa on his throne. And the elves, oh, we are so mistaken. We thought they were small. We thought that they were these little guys that are building all these toys and everything. No, those are the Chinese. The elves do have the pointed ears, but they too are massive beings. And they guard the entire place. They're giants. They aren't sentinels and towers and titans like the reindeer. But, like the ring of reindeer, rather, that make up the permafrost, they lie below it, and, you know, when it's time to feed on the 25th of December, during the coldest nights, they rise up and wipe the land. It's pretty bone-chilling. And not because it's so cold. But these elves, they're massive, very capable creatures. Think about 7 feet tall. Very sturdy. Sturdily built. Thick skin that not even blades can cut. They have claws for fingernails. They can move faster than, almost faster than light. You turn on a switch, all the lights flip on. That thing is there, and you barely saw it coming in that instant that it took the light to travel to the other side of your room. In a blink of an eye, he can be upon you. These elves can. And thousands of them. Thousands and thousands of these warriors exist. All living and, you know, making the city go around. Even the least capable elf. It's like men and women's sports. Even the least capable professional sports player, as a man, the worst in the pros. When he slaps fake tits on himself and he goes and beats the shit out of women in the Olympics because of some technicality with his chromosomes. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Or like that swimmer. It's the same thing. If a real elf, not these little kid elves, the real ones that I'm talking about that exist for real. If one of them tried to compete with, it could take, the worst one of those could destroy the most capable man. And many of them. Borderline a monster. And so they go down and meet with Santa. Our most capable, our strongest men of the United States, armed to the fucking teeth. The robots that we had, the monsters we created, the Nazis that we brought aboard because we absolutely needed them. The enemy of my enemy, sort of thing. We realized that Santa Claus was a national threat. And that this essentially deity, this insanely capable being known as Santa, we approached him. And surprisingly, he was very jolly. He was very jolly because when you're all powerful, when you're so powerful that you can spy on everybody all the time, always, and then also in one single night travel the entire world by yourself, somehow delivering toys and presents to everybody, yeah, you're not going to be too scared of some guy with a gun. You're not going to be too scared of a Navy SEAL because you know if he's been naughty or nice, and you can just bring that up and be like, hey man, I saw how you talked to your wife and then didn't apologize. There's somebody you want coal, and he tries to shoot you and you're like, whoa, I'm Santa Claus, sir. Ho, ho, ho. Die, die, die. That's what happens. And you get fed to the reindeer like Goya's Saturn eating his son. He just tears him in half. You know. These are the legends, people. This is real. And we make a deal with Santa. We make a deal with Santa, who is an ancient being. So it's like, grow up if you think that he's only going to be naughty or nice. It's the world is a gray area. There's no good and only bad. It's not binary. Sometimes you got to crack a few eggs and, you know? They had to do something. They had to do something about JFK. Neither of them liked him. Santa deemed him naughty because he was having so much adulterous sex. To put it bluntly, I don't know how to put it. Santa was not too happy with Jack. And plus, there's a long time beef between Santa Claus and people named Jack. So he wasn't a fan. He wasn't a fan, and they go to Santa. And they how do you put this? I wanted to say, like, that's what it is. They greased the palm of Santa. They bought him out. Santa was a little bit on the fence about getting on board with this plan to assassinate the president of the United States, but money talk, bullshit walks, and they fucking paid Santa. That's capitalism, bitch. That's how we do it. Plus, they were like, hey, we have our ways, too. Do you know who we have behind us? Mr. Claus? Go look at our money. It says, "In God we trust." You know that guy? Yeah. Maybe you don't want to piss him off. Maybe we should do it. It's for the good of the country. And Santa was like, "Ho, ho, ho. I don't know if he'll be on board with this." And so the government, the politician, they sent our best. I don't know the deal, okay? I don't know the exact deal, but they made him an offer that he couldn't refuse. They paid Santa a lot of money. He's getting passive income forever. All his toys have been outsourced to China. They made a deal. We did what we do in this capitalist society. They made a fucking deal with Santa Claus, okay? And they used his power. In about November, I think it was November, I want to say it was November 22nd, whenever that happened, and they were like, "Look, bro, Santa, here's the thing. We got this guy that is getting in the way of this war that we're trying to start. He's getting away in the way of national security. Mr. Claus, we gave you everything that you asked for. All that we need is for you to fly over. We've got a guy. Nobody's going to know it's you. Nobody can even see you. All right? Nobody can even see you. We're just going to need a flyover and three rounds from you. Three rounds. Just three rounds, Santa Claus. Three rounds, you're so high up in the sky, and you're so magical, and so invisible, that nobody's gonna know. Nobody's gonna know! It's okay." Santa thought about it, and I don't know if they strong-armed him or just smooth-talked him, but he agreed. He agreed. And that was, I mean, that was it. The fucking CIA got Santa Claus, man. And it's so sad because he was such... It's heartbreaking because, like I said, and I'm... It's hard, man. It's hard because I grew up believing in Santa. And it was this whole thing where I grew up, and all these kids were like, "He's not real." And I'm like, "Santa's real." And then I get convinced that he's not real. And then I find out that he is. That Santa is real. But it's not the Santa I knew. The Santa I knew. Fuck. The Santa I knew would never, he couldn't have, but I know it's true. I know he did. It's like when your friend goes to jail for something and you're just like, how? Or like a teacher goes to jail because he had sex with a kid. You're like, you were so good. This is how I feel, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, and I know that my life is in danger after saying all this, but the CIA got fucking Santa. The FBI and the CIA, they got him. They got him. They got him with the tapes, man. They got him with the tapes. They were like, "Santa, we have you on film with Mommy, kissing her. Fuck! We knew that you... Santa Claus, we have you on tape kissing Mommy underneath the mistletoe last night. And if you don't want this to come out, you're gonna have to kill the fucking president of the United States." And that's just how good we are as Americans, and that's how good we are, is just that we... our military is so out of control, and this military industrial complex and the CIA and the FBI and all of the deep state, they're so good that they even got Santa Claus. They put him on the naughty list. They even got dirt on fucking Santa, man. They're out of control. And so they got him. They got him. Guys, I couldn't do it. I tried to feign ignorance by saying I didn't know the deal. I tried to feign ignorance. But I had to say it. I had to say that's what happened. I hate to disparage this wonderful, jolly man with the corncob pipe and the rosy cheeks and the iconic ho-ho-ho laugh, but I tried to feign ignorance. I tried to cover it up. I didn't want to say it earlier, but I had to, that they fucking got Santa on film kissing mommy underneath the mistletoe last night, and it's fucking horrible. And this whole entire time, they've been rubbing it into our face that they use Santa to fly over. Fly over like the B-2 bombers during the pre-football game national anthem. And shoot Kennedy 3 fucking times. Twice going one way. And as soon as he passed, he shot one more just to be sure. Lee Harvey was there to take the fall, as promised. And Santa could... he was okay with that, because Lee Harvey was on the naughty list. He was not a great guy to his wife. And, you know, he went to Russia a couple times, which is neither here nor there. And then I believe the FBI was looking at him, which is kind of standard, right, for the people that would be able to fucking get you and Santa to kill the president. Oh my god, I'm so shaken up. I gotta calm down. It's heavy shit, man. It's heavy fucking shit. But the world needed to know. And that's the truth, man. That's the truth. And it's terrible. It's wild, and the world was never the same. And that's what they... and that's, I mean, that's where we're at now. Is we have that power. We have the power over Santa Claus. And other extraterrestrial... sub-Earth, what would that even be called? It's not subterranean, is it? I don't know. I'm so distraught right now and in so much pain and scared of what's going to happen to me for whistleblowing all of this. Very real information. Very serious information. But yeah, it's back into the left, man. That's where his head fell. Back into the left. It's that Hicks thing. Back into the left. It doesn't make fucking sense. And it's not going to make sense. It's not going to make any goddamn sense until you know how to connect the dots. Because right now the dots are just all over the goddamn place. And Trump, he's going to try. And Bobby and all of them, they're going to try to release this information, and maybe it doesn't even work, and it's probably not even going to work. They're probably not even going to get it out. Maybe they will. But that's the truth. That's the truth, is that Santa flew over. Santa killed Jack in Operation Frost using the help of the CIA and the FBI and the mob and everybody else that JFK pissed off. And whacked him. I don't know about the other assassinations like MLK and the original Bobby Kennedy. I just know what what my informants at these alphabet organizations and lurking around the depths of Washington and these other powerful people that I definitely know have told me, and that's Santa, man. Must be Santa. Must be fucking Santa. That was fun. I feel better. I feel better. That was a fun episode. If you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed it, share it with a friend. That's all I ask. In all seriousness, I do hope that you have a Merry Christmas. If you don't have anybody to spend it with, know that you're not alone. Do something to keep you occupied. Treat yourself this Christmas. Stay focused. Stay positive. It's just another day. And if you are so blessed enough, if you are blessed enough to have a family that you're celebrating with, cherish that, because not everybody does. Enjoy it. Be thankful. Be merry. And just have a good holiday season, everybody. Thank you. Goodbye.